Welcome to another All Business Podcast. This is Ted Schubel. Thank you for bringing us up on your phone or your computer or wherever you are listening. We talk with area business owners here, the people that make the region work. When we come back, we're all business.
The All Business Podcast is supported by Richmond to DC HelpWanted.com. Most folks who work here love living here, and that makes a difference. At Richmond to DC HelpWanted.com, they're proud to work the hometown advantage around the clock, connecting local employers to local job seekers. Richmond to DC HelpWanted.com makes it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. And if you're looking for a good local job, search jobs and apply online right now. Get the advantage of finding a job close to home at Richmond to DC HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
We are at 103 West Cambridge Street in Falmouth. Amy's Cafe is where we're at today. Amy Johnson, it's good to be here.
Hi, thanks for being here.
We're sitting out on a, it's the porch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The porch on the side. This is really, I've just walked through here to get to the restaurant sometimes. This is really cozy.
Thank you very much. Yeah, we enjoy it a lot. Keeps the bugs away with the screen.
You've got the porch on the side. You've got in the front where you can eat, and also inside.
Yes, mm-hmm, we do. The outside patio seats about 40 people. This room seats about 25, so it's a nice addition during the seasons.
The building here, describe it. How historical is it?
Over 200 years old, owned by the first self-made millionaire in the United States. His name was Basil Gordon. He came here from Scotland and went into the import-export business, and this was his business. It's withstood many floods. It's 24-inch thick brick walls. The bricks were used to balance the ballast of the ships when they came over from England. This used to be the Port of Falmouth. So the ships would come to where the bridge is now on the other side, up until right before the Civil War. And so Fredericksburg became richer because they collected the taxes, and Falmouth kind of got lost after the Civil War. It became a single family home during the war. It's written about in many soldiers' diaries, the Four Chimney Building in Falmouth. It's the most historical part of Stafford. That's it.
But Falmouth is an interesting place, like you say, because and Amy's now has really become Falmouth.
Yes, it has. Yes, we've made the history books. Prior to us, there were a few restaurants, and the Cambridge Inn was one of them, which was owned by Sam Emery and his wife, who also owned Sammy T's in downtown Fredericksburg. He was a professor at Mary Washington, very sweet couple. They had the Cambridge Inn, and then they had the Techno Club, which only lasted a year. And so it was closed for 7 years before us. And I had driven by it every day for 15 years on my way home from work and said, one day. My one day happened 11 years ago with the help of a lot of good friends.
So you always envisioned this as a restaurant.
Absolutely. Yeah. As my restaurant.
Just the history of this, I think just makes it. In the location in Falmouth, when you talk about location, it's a little bit out of the way, but boy, it's sure worth it. And we'll get into what you have here, but just the building itself and Falmouth itself.
It's very special. It really is. So many troops, came through here. There was 200 troops that marched right down the street when we were at war. So many lives were lost right here in Fredericksburg and in Stafford. It's really quite rich with history, and I'm blessed to be part of it. I try and keep it alive with our pictures and our stories. And we've had many families who have come back as reunions. The Lacey family, their family owned Chatham at one point. And the people who are descendants of Gary Melcher, they came and had their reunion here. The first year she was in her 90s, the niece that was still alive. So it's pretty amazing to hear the stories from the people who grew up here. I heard great stories from Toji Payne, whose family grew up, and he used to be a supervisor for Stafford. He grew up right back here with 11 children in a 2-over-2 little cottage right on the little creek. And it's beautiful. We love the river. We love our neighbors. Where would we be without this community?
Yeah, boy, and you really have helped revitalize Falmouth and with what's going on at like you say at Belmont and all.
Yeah, they're a great help. I mean, they definitely recommend us to all of their guests, so we try and work in unison with each other. I mean, I encourage anybody who comes to Fredericksburg and Stafford area to check out Belmont, the church, the Union Church up around the corner, the Chatham right down the street. I mean, there's Governor's Island. I mean, there's just so much here to learn about. And if you don't learn about it, I mean, I lived here for many years and thought I knew, and then I took a really great tour and got really informed. So
I didn't realize about just the history of this building. And I mean, I've been coming here for lunch for a while, and I never realized that this building was as old as you just said.
Yeah, it's and we have Basil Gordon's picture in there. He and his brothers, when they came over from Scotland and they went into the import-export business, his brother lived in the little white house in the corner up here, and he lived in the brick house right past the bridge. And so they really built Falmouth and developed it.
So you talked about how you drove by here for 11 years and always had your eye on this. Talk about a little bit about your story, about, because you'd been in the restaurant business, or, you know, it
by accident.
So how did that start?
Well, I moved here in 1993 from California and with my family, and I had been in the school system out there. I was a counselor for kindergarten through third graders, and that program wasn't available here, so I took a hotel job working at the front desk down off of 17, and one of the girls got hurt in the bar, and they needed me to go in and help her. They were busy, and so I went in, and it turns out I was a natural, and there was a whole lot more money to be made bartending and cocktail waitressing than working behind the front desk. And so for a few years, I did three jobs. I did the restaurant during the day. I did the hotel from like 3 to 11 or 3 to 9 on the weekends. And then I went to work in the bar. It didn't take me long until I was full-time bartender in the bar, because it did come so naturally to me. And I love people, and they seem to love me back. And so it was a great fit. And so for years, I worked for Jim Nikitakis everywhere, from Spirits to Santa Fe to Houston's to the Underground. I closed the Underground the last 3 years I was there. And then I was at Philly's as a daytime bartender and manager there for 3 years before I opened here. And I tried to open here. I was going to have a partner, and his vision was a little bit different than mine. I wanted some place that people could call home, where they could bring their mothers and their children and feel safe and happy and well served, where people still had manners and said, "Would you like?" and "May I get for you?" And, you know, it's a hard thing to instill in people, but I really try and stress that, where, you know, you do feel like Cheers, I guess, where everybody knows your name if you come. We try not to forget you.
It really is like that. Again, that was something that never, I guess, you know, you subtly do that, but that is what this is like. It is, if you can bring your family here and just feel like, you know, you're not going to be embarrassed or anything.
Yes. And it's a difficult balance, because of course, you know, if you're in the alcohol business, there's a lot of money to be made in the alcohol, but there's also a lot of problems that come along with that. So my focus has always been on longevity, and longevity to me is in food, and I try and keep it simple, not too complicated, because, you know, my grandmother taught me how to cook. She was my mentor and my biggest love of my life, and until I had children and found my husband. And so that's what I do. I just try and keep it simple, and, you know, it's a little kitchen, so, you know, we have our struggles, but we are, like I was telling you, we're going to do some remodeling this year coming up. And so hopefully we can expand our kitchen to pump food out to a lot more people a lot quicker.
I guess that's probably the biggest challenge then, when you like to see a full house.
Yes.
But you have to have the kitchen to be able to keep up.
Yes, absolutely. We do, you know, fill up. The weekends are always busy. It's our busiest time, because we do breakfast, lunch, and dinner on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And so, you know, our guests are very understanding when we do take a little more time than what they'd like. They enjoy their coffee or their Bloody Mary or mimosa, and, you know, appreciate the fact that the food comes out right and hot and good and all together at the same time.
We're at Amy's Cafe this week on All Business, 103 West Cambridge Street in Falmouth, bottom. Amy Johnson is here with us. To see your name on this building, that had to be the first time you saw that. That had to be a thrill.
Yes, well, you know, it took me a long time to get my name on the building because I wasn't allowed to have signs for a long time when I had my old owner of the building. Now that we own the building, we have signs. But yes, it was very exciting. And I was going to call it the Falmouth Bottom Cafe because that's where we are, and I love that name. But I'd been in business so many years, you know, serving people in Fredericksburg, that I was hoping that people would say, oh, I wonder if that's Amy, and come and check it out, because it is a little out of the way if you're not coming here. So, yeah, I love it. It is very proud for me, proud moments. And, you know, my little guy, he was 8 when I opened. Now he's 20. And so my goal was always to make him proud of me and to have something for him when I was gone. So,
well, he should be proud. This is a fantastic place.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
So when you went from you know, manning the front desk to, you know, then doing the bartending, when did you start thinking, or had you always thought, you know, maybe someday this is, because you've had an interesting life of having school and then, you know, and then going from there.
Yes. Well, I always thought that I would be my own boss someday, because I'm a natural leader, I feel. I didn't really envision a restaurant as being what it was, but after spending so many years in the restaurant business and making money for the people that I worked for and seeing how my following was very loyal, you know, you give loyalty, you receive loyalty. And so after a few years, I thought, well, I could do this for myself one day. And so I tried to learn everything not to do. Of course, we all fail at some times, but I tried really hard to pay attention to what was going on around me and how to make good decisions.
Well, as you described a few minutes ago, all the different places you've worked, I mean, boy, those brought back a lot of memories. And it's amazing to think of those places that, and many of them that aren't here anymore, of just the turnover around here. When you're around here a lot, you don't often realize that.
Yes, yes. Well, at that time, Jim Nikitakis, he owned most of all the bars in Fredericksburg, and so it was great because he knew he could send me to wherever he needed a little fix, and I would take care of it. So I appreciate Jim Nikitakis very much for all of the years I was able to support my family working with Jim. And still, we're close friends today. So, yeah. You know, downtown in the Fredericksburg-Stafford area has changed as far as restaurants and bars are concerned. We really have become a foodie area where food is really the focus, which is wonderful, and it's something to be proud of for our area. Our downtown streets are not littered with trash and fights in the end of the nights. Typically, you know, people are closing at a generally reasonable time. My mother always told me nothing ever happens good after midnight. So, yeah, it's interesting to be part of it as well.
Where you're located, how close has water come to you? Because we all know about River Road, and I'm sure when that happens, when River Road closes, that creates a lot of issues for you.
Yes, it does. Well, it affects our business, absolutely. So it happens probably, you know, on a good year, 5 times, on a bad year, 10 to 15 times. Just happened this week for a couple days. So the water has come up completely under the bridge. We've had people fishing under the bridge on our street. And this past week, it came all the way up to the banks. And of course, you know, the parking lot for Riverfront Park is now closed because it's full of water. So it's a very interesting dilemma. We have, this building has been flooded to the second story windows. 1929, I believe, 1942 and 76, I think was the last big one. So, you know, if you hear there's a flood coming to Falmouth, bring your pickup trucks and come help us get this stuff out because, yeah. It's definitely, we're in the flood plain, not the flood zone. So it's coming. It's just a question. It has to be a perfect storm.
Yeah. And I guess you watch all of that, and this is your baby here.
Yes. Yes. I'm in close contact with the fire department, and my husband is very good at keeping informed on the internet. So he, the other day when all this was going on and they were calling for it, he was constantly checking. So yes, it is definitely a concern of ours.
You have a terrific Facebook page because it really, every day I know what's the special is, and it gives you a good idea of the different things. So talk about what you've tried to do with, Just with the food aspect, because it's a wide variety.
Yes. Well, when we originally developed the menu, you know, I asked my family and my close friends, what would you like to see? And of course, I put my favorite things to make and my grandmother's recipes on the menu. Throughout the years, it's evolved. You know, we have cooks that have specialties, and we have people who are here all the time that request things. And so currently I'm on a low carb. So right now we're pushing low carb. You see my pictures on Facebook.
I have seen that. I had that written down because, yes, I've seen a lot of that. So that explains it, that's what you're on now.
And it's very helpful because a lot of people, you know, work to get in shape for the summer season or stay in shape, which is what I would like to do. And you can have flavor in food that has low carbs. It's hard to imagine it because cooking it at home is sometimes very challenging. But you know, with the social media, it's given us the opportunity with no cost other than the communication that it takes and the time that it takes to get it out there, to let people know that we are producing wonderful food, that our chefs are much more than qualified, that they're invested, that they love and are proud of the food that they're putting out. And so I really try and let them take the reins and show their talents and their skills. And everybody has them.
How do you hire, you know, especially since this is Amy's Cafe? I'm sure you need to hire just the right chef has got to take there's a little talent involved in there, and just finding who you want.
Yes, it's challenging. The staffing of any business is challenging, but in the restaurant business, it's particularly challenging. We've had our trials, and, you know, when we see things aren't working out, we make a change. You know, there's a lot of different things that can go wrong. People can steal from you. People can, you know, there's a lot of drug problems in our society as a whole these days. And so, you know, in the service industry, it's very challenging. This has been my luckiest year in staffing. I've got college students out front and women who are experienced and professional servers. I've got my two main girls who have been with me for years, Nancy and Betty, my front of the house manager, and you know, I fell into these two wonderful cooks that I have, chefs, and they love me. I love them back, and so we have a great relationship. And when there's any problems, we communicate. So that's the main thing: is keeping the lines of communication open.
Well, and I'm sure when you said, you know, you want to let them shine and do what they do. For a cook to have a job like that and to have an owner that wants them to do that, I mean, that's perfect for them.
Yes, it's very different than corporate, because corporate is just learn the menu, just do the menu, just do what I'm telling you to do. You know, we have our menu, which is a fairly simple menu. Presentation is, of course, key to everything. So when you train a new cook, a line person, you know, that's their main goal, is to get them trained into not overcooking and to have the presentation be correct. But that's, my daily specials are all their creations. So they work very hard to come up with new things and keep it fresh and go with the trends.
Well, and boy, Amy, that's the thing about here. It's so nice to come here that it's not the corporate kind of cookie cutter that we see all along, like, say, Route 3.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, we're a family here, and we treat each other as such. I mean, you know, families have challenges. but at the end of the day, we make a point to sit down and talk things through and work things through and come to understandings. And I'm very, very proud of everybody that works here.
How many hours must be? Because every time when I'm here for lunch, and if you're around, if you're in town or you're here, you're walking around talking to people and saying hi.
Yes, I actually miss it very much. I've been spending more time away since I got married. It's in the beginning, it was crazy. We were here, you know, my son and I. If he wasn't at school, he was here with me. Yeah. We did have to close at 7 for those 6 years. So, you know, the latest we would get out of here would be 8:30 or 9. But, you know, we were open at 7 in the morning in the beginning. And so we put in lots of hours, and only because if you love it, it's not work. But I'm blessed now. I have a great management team, and I get to come in and kiss the babies and hug all my friends that I get to see. And I do. I love and appreciate everyone who comes here.
And I guess with anything, there's always the business side of things. Have you gotten to where you have a lot of people that do the business side of things, or are you doing most of that?
Yeah, I still keep my thumb on all of that. I have my bookkeeper who keeps track of all that, and I have my payroll company that takes care of that portion of it. And, we don't have a whole lot of vendors because I'm very loyal, so I don't switch vendors at the whim. So we have just a strict list unless there's, something that needs maintenance or some, unforeseen thing. But, yeah, we talk every day, even when I'm not here, my manager and I. And so that keeps me informed on any problems that are going on. And I counsel and coach, and we try and work through everything together.
Is summer the big time for you, or with the way things are? I mean, people obviously can't sit where we're sitting in February or, January or February, but people still go out to eat and want to go out to lunch. And but is summer busier, or are all months about the same?
Well, spring, summer, and fall, of course, are busier because we have the additional seating. But we haven't seen the fall and the winter like we typically have for the last few years. So people have finally, for years, people would say, I don't know where that is. And so now what I hear from people, even my brother who lives in Pennsylvania, is like, my friend went to Amy's when he was driving down 95. So it's kind of wonderful after all these years that people really do know where we are. And so with Facebook and that part, I try and continually plant the seed that, hey, we're here, because not only are you supporting a small business, but you're supporting the people who work here. If they're working for tips, especially, they need the constant flow of customers to come in to see them. Like my manager says, bills and babies, that's what she's here for, so, and not necessarily in that order, she's a fabulous mother. So we're very happy to see the trend changing where it isn't such a drop in the wintertime.
Talk about that for a second, because a lot of times people don't realize that the person who's waiting on them, that, and it comes time for a tip, it's just like, well, what do I have in my wallet? For a lot of these people who are waiting on you, it's really important what you leave them.
Very important, very important. And, there's a big conversation out there about salaries for employees and things like that as far as servers go. The cost of groceries has gone up so much in the past. I mean, it's constantly going up. I mean, it doesn't matter from today till tomorrow, you'll see the changes in the grocery store. Well, restaurant owners don't get a cut. There's no discount for what you're purchasing. You just get consistency in delivery, which is nice, but you also pay for that. So, over the years, I think I've had 3 times that I've changed my menu and had to raise my prices, but 3 times in 11 years. Because it doesn't make me happy to have to do that. So to have a salaried person out front versus a tipped server would totally change the business. I mean, it would probably kill the restaurant business. So yes, they work very much for tips. They work hard. I try and tell them that we go from... if you think someone's having a bad day that you're serving, like if they're not happy or in a grouchy mood, something bad could have happened. You just don't know. It's like, there but for the grace of God go I. So killing people with kindness has always been my motto, because you can make someone's day even when they're trying not to make yours. I mean, I've had people who were just grumpy, grumpy, grumpy for years and then loved me when I was leaving someplace, like, oh my God, I'm going to miss you so much, So, it's an interesting business, and there's a lot, you have to have people skills. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that came up on Facebook the other day, butterscotch pancakes popped up, and I thought, those sound fantastic.
I didn't get to have one, but that's what I thought too. My diet doesn't allow that at this point. So yes, butterscotch pancakes, chocolate chip pancakes, waffles. We do our special occasions for Mother's Day, Father's Day, Easter. And so these guys have really, breakfast is hard to cook. It's hard to do eggs. If you find someone who does good eggs, you hold on to them. They're golden. So my guys are really producing some beautiful food.
Well, Amy, this has been fantastic. We need to do this again because there's other topics we can talk about, just the restaurant industry. And just finding out about you is I had no idea that you just the varied life you've had that got you here. And I guess that's kind of one of the takeaways, that you just never know that what you're doing today may help you for something in the future.
Exactly. Just be determined, you know, to all the young people out there, that's what I would say, is never give up. The only failure is when you don't get back up and try again. And so, yeah, I'm very proud of everything that we've accomplished. Thank you so much, Ted.
What are the hours here again?
Monday through Thursday, we open at 11. We close between 9 and 10. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we open at 8 a.m. And Friday and Saturday, we close at 10. Sunday, we close at 7.
And we didn't even talk about when you have live music at certain times.
Yes, Tuesday, we have open mic, starts at 7. And then Friday and Saturday, we have acoustic music, starts at 7 as well.
Well, let's do this again sometime.
Thank you, Ted. I appreciate it very much.
103 West Cambridge Street in Falmouth. It is Amy's Cafe. Amy Johnson has been here. And Amy, talk to you soon.
Thank you.
If you enjoy listening to this podcast, please link, comment, and subscribe. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Music. You can also find us on Channel B Online at b1015.com, keyword podcasts. If you'd like to talk about your business, I want to hear from you. Ted at WFVARadio.com, the best way to get in touch with me. Ted at WFVARadio.com. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. Until next time, when again, we are all business.
The views, thoughts, and opinions expressed by the host and guests on this podcast are their own and not necessarily those of Centennial Broadcasting.